Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
You are listening to Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for ground cloth stabbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got like 500 announcements. And then after 500 announcements, we actually put together a pretty good show.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited about this show.
We just got to get to it. So, all right. So first out of the gate, as always, sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery.
This edition of Fiber Talk is proudly sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery. Sassy Jack's is a vibrant young needlework shop located on the picturesque Main Street of Weaverville, North Carolina. We hope you find a way to come visit us soon. If you can't make it to us, then visit us on Facebook or Instagram. We love it when you stop by and say hi, whether it's in person or online. If you haven't signed up for our winter online class module, Learning Stitches, please join us as we're just getting rolling. You can find the info on our homepage at sassyjackstitchery.com. We'd love to have you join us on this first of many fun and affordable online workshops. We truly appreciate you, and we really appreciate all the good things we hear and learn from Fiber Talk. We are super proud to be a sponsor of this wonderful resource of stitching goodness. Thank you, Fiber Talk, for giving us some stabby pokey talk twice a week. Kim and team at Sassy Jack Stitchery.
Remember our May 1 start of Hannah Longstreth, the sampler from Queenstown Sampler Designs, Barbara Hudson, 15% off your kit from Sassy Jack's. And ours were supposed to be shipped, and so I think for our Friday night show, I would hope that they would be in our hands so that we could show the threads and the cloth,
mm-hmm.
which would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night, if not Saturday night, I'm quite confident. Tonight is our Fiber Talk Quarantine Stitch Hour. Having a lot of fun with that, I think.
I am, and it seems like from what people have been commenting on things that they really like it too. So
yeah. Yeah, I'm having fun doing it.
I am too. Yeah. At least we get an hour of stitching in every day, or whenever we do it.
That's what I was thinking the other day. It's forcing an hour. I got no excuse. Because it was Saturday. I had a whole bunch of stuff I really should do. I thought, nope, got to do the show. Going to have to stitch for an hour. Oh, darn. Yeah, so that's fun. So, yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday nights now through April at 8:00 Eastern, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, we are doing Quarantine Stitch Hour, and that's on our YouTube channel, and that's live, so you can join us. Getting lots of people. We had 350 people on Monday night. 350 people joined us live, and then of course we record it so you can see it after the fact. So if you can't join us for one of the nights, it's still there in the live stream section of our YouTube account. So you don't miss out, but it's fun live because
yeah,
you
is.
Can comment and question and all those things. So,
right.
Yeah, join us for those. And then, of course, we'll be here Friday night live. We'll be here for that too. And, oh, that's right, we have a guest.
I'm trying to think who it is.
We have a guest from Bavaria.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And that guest has a guest from Bavaria.
Oh, my.
So it's a thing. It's like guest on guest.
Mm. Yeah. Is it Bavarian Bigfoot?
I can't say because it would ruin the surprise. But how cool would that be if it was Bavarian Bigfoot?
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Just growling into a microphone.
I know, right?
He'd be in heaven for like years.
I know.
It would be very special. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, probably not.
You know, yeah, no. Let's see. Okay, all that, and then the bigger announcement. Certainly bigger announcement.
The
bigger announcement. We're idiots. That's the bigger announcement. Because what we're going to do, this is the idiot part. What we're going to do is we're going to do an Easter Sunday marathon.
What? No way.
Oh, don't even start with me. Don't even start with me. You've been asked 100 times if you want to do it. Don't even start. So noon to 6 Eastern, on our YouTube channel, we're going to do an Easter Sunday marathon. So what we're going to do is, Vaughn and I will be there most of the time, but we're going to take breaks. So it'll be one or the other, others from time to time. And the plan is to have a guest and giveaways and sponsors and stitching and talking and whatever for 6 hours. So as listeners, here's what you can do. If you're interested in sponsoring a half hour segment, contact me, Gary@wetalkfiber.com. If you are interested in providing something, say you're a designer and you want to provide a couple of charts, contact me. I'll send you my mailing address and we'll send them all here so we can ship them out to the winners. And if you have an idea for a guest or would like to be a guest, if you're a stitcher and would like to be a guest for 10 minutes, then let's dump that on you.
No, on me? Oh, yeah, I can do that. Okay. I can handle guests.
Okay, contact Vaughn, Vaughn@wetalkfiber.com. So if you're interested in sponsoring a half-hour segment or sending merchandise, whether it's a charts or needle minders or whatever it might be for giveaways, Gary@wetalkfiber.com. And if you are interested in being a guest, and anyone can be a guest, I mean, and we'll see what response we get, and then we'll just pick and choose. But interested in being a guest then throughout the 6 hours, just for 10 minutes or so, but it would be video, live video, then contact Vaughn@wetalkfiber.com. And do it soon, because we're going to get this put together pretty quickly and kind of get a schedule lined up so we have a clue to what we're doing. So Easter Sunday, noon to 6 Eastern time, noon to 6. So that allows European people to be involved, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So noon to 6 Eastern time, Easter Sunday marathon.
Yeah.
We're idiots.
Well, and I think we need to, like, we gave this a lot of, well, Gary had this.
Go ahead, blame me. It's okay.
In the shower. He had a revelation in the shower, which he has a lot of his revelations in the shower. And then he texts me and says,
after I got out of the shower.
Yeah, after, yeah.
Yeah.
And then texts me, and I was like, well,
That was pretty much the reaction, yeah.
And I said, well, let's sleep on it. And so we have thought about it. We tossed back and forth about, because, you know, Gary and I are both religious people. We both, you know, attend church. And if you look on a calendar when Easter is, I don't feel like we're going to have, you know, a lot of restrictions lifted by that time. If you look at how this is going. And I don't know that if it is listed, if I want to be in a enclosed space with a bunch of people.
Right.
So,
right. I think that, you know, and I think that's the bigger thing. Even if they're lifted, I ain't going to crowded places. No.
Right.
No.
Right. Because it's not gone. And if you look in China, they're still reporting cases, and not just one or two, you know, every day that raises. And so anyways, I think the self-isolation is going to have to be like kind of part of our life for a while. And instead of looking at gloom and doom, I think that let's look at, hey, we can be together, you know, virtually and celebrate the day however you want to celebrate it. And with a little cross stitching and laughter and fun and friendship, fellowship, maybe learn something along the way. That's good. So that's how I'm looking at it anyways. And, you know, join us. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. And we'll get 6 hours of stitching in.
Yeah, that'll be, boy, we might finish On You Stay on You Stay Day.
Oh, I'll probably finish that and start something else. Yeah, I'm thinking that for sure. Yeah. So, okay, so Easter Sunday. So let's hear from people. You know, Gary@wetalkfiber.com, if you want to sponsor a half hour segment, or if you have something that you would like to offer for giveaway. And then Vaughn@wetalkfiber.com if you want to be a guest.
Yeah.
Guests can be listener stitchers, can be designers, can be shop owners. We don't much care.
Nope. You
want to come and talk to us for 10 minutes live, but it has to be live. It has to be video. So if you're hesitant about being visible on a camera, then probably not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep, so get to us quickly. Get to us quickly because we're going to get this put together so that we have a lineup and know what we're doing.
Right.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. So just remember, business goes to Batman and comedy relief comes to Robin. Or Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. However you want to look at it. If you are SpongeBob viewers.
Okay. That sounds good.
That's what my kids always say you and I are. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. Look them up. Google them if you don't know. Google them and then we'll laugh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll have to look that up because I do not do the SpongeBob SquarePants thing. I know of SpongeBob SquarePants existence, but that's the extent. I don't know all the characters. That's just enlightening. Thank you so much.
No problem. My kids are funny.
Yeah, they are an entertaining lot, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's Easter Sunday. And then please act on Hannah Longstreth, our May Day, May 1 Queenstown Sampler Design. That's our stitch-along starting on May 1. And get those kits, 15% off from Kim, because we're going to get started on that. I've cleared off some scroll bars, and Sarah B. has gone into a long hiatus. She is wrapped up on a piece of PVC pipe and put away in a closet because got things I need that scroll bar set for. So Hannah Longstreth is it. And then Royal right. Garden, doing that, coming up.
Yep, July 5th.
Yep, that's, yeah. So get on those things. Let us know. But Easter Sunday is the next thing. And then Monday, Wednesday, Saturday nights, we have the quarantine stitch hour, and Friday night is Friday Night Live. Join us for all those. They're fun. All the live stuff is on our YouTube channel. Now we record it and I share it through, like if you're on the email list from wetalkfiber.com, you'll get notification of it, but, you have to go to the, YouTube channel to watch it live. And that's a good, you just subscribe there and then you'll get notice. And if you follow us on, if you're a subscriber on YouTube or follow us on Instagram, we're regularly promoting the live shows there. So that'll be a nice reminder for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I learned something. Those who watched our first quarantine stitch hour watched me spend the entire time fighting with knots on my floche, stitching on Anya's day. That was miserable. Took out the thread all the way, put in a new one, constant fighting of knots. And really was frustrated. Actually didn't even look at it for 2 days. Took it off the hoop, didn't even look at it. Three people wrote to me, and I'm sorry, I didn't write down the names, but three people wrote to me in one form or another, and said for me to look at the direction of the thread. Now you can, I mean, Mary Corbett has done a couple of articles that I know of on thread direction and whether it matters or not, and she doesn't buy into it. And I have not ever seen with any thread that it mattered a lick one way or the other. But I was so frustrated with the knots that I took the suggestions of these three people, and last night I took a length of floche because I was going to work on Anya's day again, and it was like grit my teeth. If I have more knot problems, I'm going to throw things. And I held it under the magnifier and just gently dragged my fingers along the length of thread. And by golly, fibers puffed up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to another area on that length of thread and turned it around and dragged my fingers the other way. No.
Hmm.
No puffing of the fibers. So I said, well, all right, let me test this thing. So I put the end of the thread in such that when it goes through the cloth, through the linen, that the fibers would not be puffed up. And I stitched for a good 2 hours, several lengths of thread. Not one knot, not one anything. I just sat there and just stitched.
Isn't that something?
Never have experienced this with any other thread. Yeah. So, you know, sample of one type of thread, but I'll tell you what, from now on, stitching with Floche, I'm going to be paying attention what direction goes through the linen. Yeah. Because with silk, I don't even think about it. I just stitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, learned a lesson. So thanks to all those people for writing to me and saying, hey, turn it around and do it the other way. You'll be surprised. I mean, Vonna, it wasn't even curling. Nothing.
Nothing.
It was just hanging straight. I wasn't having to drop my needle every so often to let it, you know, retwist or untwist. Nothing.
I can't wait to try it the next time I use Floche.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, then
to
that
see.
Makes me think, does it do it on DMC too?
Makes me wonder.
Yeah, it makes me wonder too.
Yep. But I'm, you know, I'm here to tell you, last night, and it was a kind of thing where I even forgot about knots, and it was a good half hour. I thought, wait a minute, I haven't checked the back for knots, but I hadn't felt, you know, how you know when there's a knot coming because the thread all of a sudden gets shorter, and I turned it over. Nope, clean as a whistle all the way. Yep, nothing. So, thanks, folks. You saved me a lot of headache. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, right?
Now I gotta go back and find those people and thank them personally. But yeah, they wrote to me and this week we're getting a magazine together, so I'm rather occupied editing and and doing production, and so I just, you know, emails, and I've just kind of let stuff slide because I really am kind of occupied. But yeah, I owe them all because that was that hour during that show, that was miserable. I was so mad. That was a mess. So, yep. Learn something every day.
Yep, you know, you do learn something every day, and that's a good thing to, you know, you always learn something. Here it is, Mindy Gooding. She's the one that said, Gary, all thread has a nap to it. However, the thread comes off the skein. The part that is between your fingers, not where you cut, is what goes in the eye of the needle. If you don't know, run your thumb and forefinger down the thread. In one direction, it will feel rough, and in the other direction, it will feel smooth. The smooth feeling direction is what goes in the eye of the needle, so you are stitching with the grain of the thread.
Yep. Well, for Floche, she's dead right. Dead right. I've just not experienced it elsewhere, but I'm going to be checking it out. But yeah, I mean, not only is she right, but it's really pronounced because I mean, it was fantastic. I was just going. I just sat there and just stitched. Didn't think about it at all. It was great.
Yeah.
And I actually made progress because I hate that. I just hate that. You get a whole length in, you flip it over. Oh, you got to be kidding me. And you know, it's that knot is always at the beginning. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whole length.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. It's always at the start.
I know. It's so mad. Because if it was toward the end, you'd notice it because, you know, the thread would get dramatically shorter. But at the beginning, you don't really have a sense of how long that is.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. We learned something.
Yeah.
So thanks to Mindy and the others who helped me.
Yep.
Noted. All right. What we did, this is Vonna's idea. All the pressure, all the blame goes on Vonna. No, that's a great idea. So what we did is we said, all right, 10 things that we haven't done. This is stitching things now. 10 stitching things we haven't done but want to do and why.
Okay,
so we each wrote 10 things. One of us overachieved and had to have an 11th. One of us had 12 and edited it to 10. Because the rules were 10.
We probably won't even get to 5.
No, we won't. Today. Not a chance. No, not a chance because we're already 20 minutes in. No, we won't get to 5. So, but these were good. This was good.
Mm-hmm.
I was enjoying the list because we each know what each other's list is. So, mm-hmm. All right, so let's do this. We didn't talk about this ahead of time. You pick one from my list, I'll pick one from your list.
Oh, gosh.
Let's do that.
Okay, let me get your list. Okay. I got it.
Okay,
so we're going to pick it, and what am I supposed to do when I pick it?
Well, just sit there quietly.
Ask you about it?
No, just select one in your own mind and just sit there quietly.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll just let the time go by.
Okay, I'm ready. I know what I'm going to ask.
Okay,
travel to Australia, Embroiderers Guild of New South Wales. Now then, when I read this, I thought, boy, that is very specific, Gary. And so I want to know why. Why do you want to travel to Australia and to the Embroiderers Guild of New South Wales? Go.
Okay. All right. Well, first thing is I don't care to travel overseas. I just don't enjoy it.
Right.
Time gets me all thrown off and everything. I just don't enjoy it. And I've been over to Europe a number of times and I just don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, all right, where would I travel overseas? Where would I put up with the annoyances to travel overseas? Mm-hmm. And for me, it's always Ireland, Scotland. I would go there in a heartbeat. And then the other one is Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's provided I could be there long enough that I could get adjusted and really enjoy it.
Right.
Because I would really love to go to Australia. And I would also like to go to Tasmania, you know, the whole deal over there.
Yeah.
But now, ever since we started doing Fiber Talk and have discovered what a tremendous needlework community there is over there, I've even wanted more to go to Australia just to meet with and see whoever I could see in the needlework community, because there's a tremendous amount of talent and activity in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to go there. And then, of course, we had the folks from the Embroiderers Guild New South Wales on a show. And they have a nice building and a gallery, and they're always having events. And I would like to go there as part of the trip and meet with them and experience what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not, that is specific, and I really put that down just to remind myself what the name was, but it's to go over there and just meet with as many of the talented people that there are in Australia. And we've interviewed several of them.
And wasn't one of that Japanese needle lady, isn't she from Australia?
I believe she is. Yes, I believe she is. Right. And then I would love to go to the Inspirations magazine offices.
Yeah.
And meet with them and spend some time watching them put magazine together. I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they have that that annual event. Is it Beat Around the Bush? I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be, because see, I would choose something like that would be a centerpiece for a trip.
Right.
But yeah, I would like to just be able to go over for a couple of weeks and just kind of be immersed in the needlework culture there, because it's impressive to me.
You'd be able to see Brendan and Karen.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So I will have to, now Australia. Well, and see, you're a science teacher too. So as a biologist, I would love to go to Australia too. As a needleworker, just to see the diverse biology, because there's animals that reside in Australia that do not reside anywhere else in the world.
Right.
So that would be exciting as a biologist. As a needleworker, when you first said that, I was like, that is crazy. What's up with that? But then as I sat and thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, well, Brendan and Karen are there, and that Japanese needle lady. What did she do? I don't want to say the Japanese needle lady, but you know what I'm saying.
Japanese embroidery. Yeah.
Japanese embroidery. Yeah. And she talked about the samurai swords. That's who makes the needles that she had.
Yep.
Okay. So anyways, I was thinking
Yvette Stanton.
Yeah.
Hardiner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, I listened to I was like, the New South Wales threw me for a minute. And then I was like, oh, no, weren't those people on the show? And I went and looked at that. So once I read that, I was like, that's crazy. But then when I started thinking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, there's lots of that's true. I would and I'm not a traveler. And you know that, Gary, I do not like to travel.
Yes.
But I would do that to go to, and I would be like you. I would want to like get there and like have time to like catch up on time or whatever, you know, to orientate myself and then be there for a number of days or a couple, 3 weeks. And you're right. Just travel around. I don't think that there's any, there's a lot of wonderful things to see in the world and, a lot of different lands and wonders, but I think Australia is one of the, you know, a hidden gem in the world, a treasure trove of a lot of unique things. And I'd like to go there too. So there you go. All right.
Yep. And see the time thing, I mean, the time thing throws me off and the trouble with, and the reason why I don't like to travel overseas is because all of my trips have been business trips.
Right.
And business trips are get over there, work mm-hmm. for 2 or 3 days and come home.
Right.
And while you're working for 2 or 3 days, while you're trying to adjust to the time, you have to stay awake. And it's just, to me, it's just miserable.
Right.
And so I just go over, do my job. And if I can get out of one of those trips, I get out of them.
Now, my dad's been to New Zealand twice, not on, but he did it on a boat.
Oh.
And so, see, you kind of are like acclimated by the time you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a long stinking plane ride. Ooh, man.
Oh, yeah. I would. Yeah. I don't know about that plane. Mm, oh, yeah. Ooh, that gives me heebie-jeebies. But anyways. Yeah.
I just think if you could do it under those conditions, it would be one of those things, you know, lifetime things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If I was Santa Claus, I would like wiggle my nose and get there.
Okay, that's Bewitched, but whatever.
Didn't he put Santa Claus puts his nose finger against his nose and goes up the chimney?
Right, but wiggling the nose, that's
That's Bewitched, yeah, Samantha. Yeah.
Either way, you get there.
Yeah, that, you know. If you could just like maybe space travel, if you could like just like,
yeah,
or teleport yourself like Star Trek, Ms. Dr. Spock, Captain Kirk. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That was a good one.
I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. From Vanna's list, you had some good ones.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really dug deep in my heart. These are really truly from like my very soul. Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Now this one, I'll go with the first one on the list because this one you are actively involved in anyway. Mm-hmm. I want to explore many sophisticated stitches on counted needlepoint and use all the fancy fibers I haven't had exposure to yet. All the stitches illustrated in, such as all the stitches in Twisty Stitches by Carol Lake and Michael Boren.
Yeah.
And see, and I was glad and interested to hear that because you have really kind of gotten excited about that.
I have. And it's all because of you, Gary. But anyways.
I'm sorry.
So I've listened to Fiber Talk like all the time, right? For 3 years, I've listened to Fiber Talk. And when you would say stuff like the Jessica Stitch and Walnetto, and, you know, I'd like, what in the world's a Walnetto? And every time you'd say a Walnetto, I'd always think of a walnut thrown in a net. I don't know. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how my mind works. Anyways, I have just always been, I never was like, I was like, yeah, that's not for me, whatever. You know, I always kind of thought, what in the world is Walnetto? But I never did even take the time to like look it up. I was just like, who cares? I don't care. Because that wasn't in my realm of thinking,
right?
You know, 3 years ago. And then, you know, just slowly and surely, I have like really, you know, just kind of had my eyes opened by several things and that you have done and then guests that have been on the show. And I just think that's a whole box of treasures that I haven't explored yet. And I really, truly want to do that because in my world before Fiber Talk, counted needlepoint was Nancy's needle.
Yeah.
Not that I'm knocking Nancy's needle. I'm not. I'm just saying that that was what I thought counted needlepoint was. And Fiber Talk has opened my eyes. And that's why I just try to always tell people, why are you not subscribing? If you don't want to listen to everyone, okay, fine. If you don't like the stitch-alongs or the stitch hours. Okay, whatever. But the amount and vast amount of information and knowledge and education that FiberTalk gives has been like life altering for me, for my hobby. And so, yeah, I want to do that whole thing. I want to like, I want to learn and what the stitches are, like be like competent, like what an Amadeus stitch is, what a Jessica stitch is, yada, yada. And I want to like incorporate them into my work and do stuff. I just really am kind of, just right now at this point in my life. And it's been because of the queen stitch and the queen sampler and all of that, that I've like, you know, I can do this, because I always doubt myself. I really do always doubt myself. Yeah. And now that I can see that I've been stretched myself a little bit and it's like, you know, I can do it. I just am like thirsty to do more. So that's why I put that.
Well, in that queen sampler, you know, that was a real evolution for you in a fairly short time of, mm-hmm. of zero confidence to wait a minute, I can pull these stitches off.
Yeah.
And that's true. Yeah. And I mean, we both have fought with it and you tore yours all out and started all over. But that process of doing that, your confidence, I mean, I could see it, your confidence building as you redid it and realized, wait a minute, I can actually do this. And this time I can do it clean.
Yeah.
And so then that stitch worked and then the next one worked. And you started trotting right through it, and then you started with this Anasazi song, mm-hmm. and working with Flair and Krynek and combining those things into an element. And yeah, I mean, you're just tackling it, and I think it's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, we've talked about this. I don't know if we've talked about it live, but we've talked about it to each other about how you say I've inspired you and you feel differently about your, you know, and energized about your needlework. Well, you've done the same thing for me. And I have always been passionate about needlework, but it's just been passionate with myself. You know what I mean? It's not been like on or in my blog or something like that. The people around me don't really care about needlework like I do. And, it's just really, you know, I just really have like a hunger and a desire to know as much as I can. And that's my personality typically, is that, you know, I want, if I embrace something, it's either whole hog or nothing. You know what I mean? That's just my yeah. personality.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, to me, needlework was like cross stitch. That was it. You know what I mean? And,
well, that's
now
what you did.
Not.
I mean, that's yeah. what you did. You did a lot of small stuff and still yep. do, you know, nothing, you know, but it just cross stitch after cross stitch, you just motored through charts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And I mean, and I enjoyed it, but I will say that a year ago, it's like, well, how many, I was kind of not very excited about it anymore. Like I had been. And, when I came on as, you know, a every other week podcast co-host, it was like, yeah, well, I hope I can do this, you know, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And it has just like really totally just rejuvenated my whole thought process. It's opened my eyes to what lays out there for all of us if we choose to open that box and look at it. And just what a wonderful, rich amount of things, that subject matter that you can do in that is in the, you know, evolution or envelope or box or whatever of needlework. And, you know, it's all needlework, and there's more than counted cross stitch. There's more than just counted needlepoint. And I don't think that I understood that before FiberTalk. It's not that I don't think, I know I did not understand that before FiberTalk. So, yeah. So it's just the whole thing. It's just like opened up, and it's like I just want to like cross stitch, or I would just want to stitch all the time. So there you go.
Yep. Okay. One for my list.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, this was the next one that I really thought, create a charted canvas design.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what would, okay. So like, that would be you could do that. I mean, with as much experience that you have, you could do that. Okay, so what would your what would your subject matter be?
Well, see, See, I put that down because I would like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to, and I don't, you know, not to sell or, you know, I don't care about it, any of that. I just would like to create something from my head that I stitch.
Right.
And I would like it to be counted canvas needlepoint because that's what I really enjoy. You know, if you held a gun to my head, you know, that's where I go every time.
Right.
You know, and say, well, why haven't I done that? Well, see, I have two struggles with that. Number one, I am the last guy on the planet to have any artistic, you know, I just don't have artistic things in my genes. You know, I'm just not artistic. I know what I like and I know what I think is attractive, beautiful, but, you know, so I struggle with that. But where I really struggle is color.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure I could do one, but I would end up doing it all in blue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm comfortable with blue. I see it well. It behaves well. But mm-hmm. I'd want to do more than that. And so it, you know, that kind of, and these are probably more excuses than reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the color thing bothers me a little bit. But yet to put the elements together, just, you know, to say I wanted, you know, six Walnettos here and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I could do that. I think I could do something that might be interesting to look at.
You know what I thought about?
I just struggle with that, those little things.
Yeah. And I okay, so when I read your thing, here I'm like commenting on your stuff. But anyways, I don't mean to take over. But when you said that, when I read your thing last night, I was like, I sat in my chair and I was thinking, okay, so if I was Gary, what would I design? And I know it's blue because that's his favorite color is blue. And then the second thing is you know what I think would be like totally Gary is blue with silvers, and you would do like Jessica stitches and then incorporate the silver metallic type threads as like spokes of a bicycle wheel.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I just kept on thinking it could just be, you know, kind of like the one that you're working on with Debbie, how it's like all circular oval type shapes.
Yeah.
And it's all combined in a thing. And then what would that be? If there would be like, you know, not like bicycle wheels, but you understand, like nods to what your other hobby is and your favorite color. And you do using like flare and different type of textures to get that circular movement. I thought, yep, that'd be Gary right there.
Hmm. You got me thinking here.
I know, right?
Because see, it's interesting you would say silver because that would be the way I would go. Because like when it comes to jewelry,
mm-hmm.
for me, it's always white gold. I don't care for yellow gold.
Mm-hmm.
I just a thing for me. I prefer white gold. I prefer for that silver look. Always have.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And if I were to put an accent with blue, it would always be some kind of silver.
Yeah. That's very complimentary. Silver and blue is very complimentary.
Hmm. Okay. Now you see, this gets me going.
Yeah. That's exactly and I'm not just kidding. I'm not just like shooting off about that. That is honestly, when I really did sit and really think about yours last night. And when we exchanged our lists, and I was like, yep, that would be him. That would just be him. All different sorts of textures, just in a square canvas, just all circles. And with the movement of like bicycle wheels.
Yeah.
And bicycle spokes. Okay, get on that, Gary.
All right. Well, see, yeah, I'm pausing here because okay, I got to make a sketch or two, I think, maybe. You may have just sparked the idea.
That's perfect. That's perfectly Gary Parr.
Yeah. You may have just done that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Pondering that in my heart, as they say. Now, this one surprised me.
Okay.
Really surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try a painted needlepoint kit with a fantastic stitch guide that stitches that create texture and make the piece pop off the canvas and would be a real work of art.
Yeah.
I was surprised because all right, you've become interested in charted canvas, but I was really surprised that you would want to go to painted canvas, but then also excited because you have a real eye for the way things look, and I think you would do some pretty amazing things with a painted canvas.
Well, that's why one of the reasons why I really want to learn stitches, because if I have that in your toolbox, then when you're, if you would do something like a painted canvas, you know, you would know what to fill the background in or how to make this one approach in the foreground and this to go in the background and how to highlight this and how, you know what I mean? So that to me, with my daughter being an artist, I have really come to like perspective. I never probably understood perspective before my daughter is what, you know, was in my life, I guess. And before her hobby really infused my life, I didn't really understand that. And you can tell by some, I always wanted to paint. You know how figurines, those like ceramic figurines were always like kind of the rage.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law, and I still have these and they are like one of the treasures that I have in my life that I will treasure, is she painted hand blown. Well, not they weren't hand blown, but they were glass Christmas ornaments. And she would paint like Bible scenes, like the shepherds kept watching and then would write, then would paint the verse from Luke on one side. And then the scene of whatever the verse was, which she painted on the other side. They're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. And I begged her to, you know, let that be my Christmas gift. I don't care for the rest of my life if you would just give me one of those ornaments. And I have several of them and I don't even know that she does them anymore. But, I always wanted to do that. So I had the bright idea that I was going to try to do that, right? So I bought some ornaments and tried it, and it looked like what a kindergartner would do. I just do not understand shading. I don't understand foreground. I didn't understand perspective. Now I have a word that I can put to it because my daughter taught me.
Yeah.
But that's basically, it's not the, you know, doing a painted canvas, it's already painted for you, so you don't have to paint the picture, but you got to make that picture come alive.
Right.
And you can't make the picture come alive, in my opinion, with just basket weave. You have to do something to make that pop. And I've seen people's, like there's a lady, I don't know what her name is, but her name is Sandy something. And she does, I've seen her work on, the only reason why I know her is that I've seen her work on Pinterest, and she does stitch guides, and this one is a fortune teller. And oh my, I don't even believe in fortune tellers, but I mean, it was just like, holy smokes, that wanted me to like stitch it because it was like fantastic. Yeah. So if I could find something that was a stitch guide, I would need to do one with a stitch guide so I understood it first. And then I might try to do my own someday. So that's just, that was just one of my, it's not like the number, like at the top of my list, but it's one of the ones that I'd like to do before I die.
And see, I would suggest to you that that would be the path. Exactly. Do one with a stitch guide just to get your feet under you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no doubt that you could pick up a canvas and with a little knowledge of stitches and what you know about color and thread and perspective, you wouldn't need a stitch guide. You would be just fine developing your own thing because you would know exactly what to do.
Well, that's kind of you to say that. I'd have to definitely do one with a stitch guide. And the ones that really, really, really appeal to me are the ones like, you know, just like the same things in like cross stitch is like pastoral scenes or like building, like village scenes. Those are the ones that really, there's a canvas that is a seaside village. Oh, I would love to do that one. But, you know, by the time you get a painted canvas and you get all the threads and you get the stitch guide, I think I even priced it out. It's like $500.
Right.
So how could I like justify that. You know, right now I can't justify that with three kids in college. But someday, someday I might be able to.
Well, I I have that one that I showed you. You're welcome to it.
Oh, that one is a nice one. And I saw that one somewhere. But when I was looking.
You can have it. I don't. I'll mail it to you. You can decide what to do. It's just sitting in a box. So
it is. I mean, that is just very, very tantalizing to me. I mean, like I said, not at the top of my list, but it is very tantalizing.
So well, and the reason that I chose that out of your list is when I look at you a year ago cranking out Cross Stitch, and then I was not surprised to have you say something about Counted Canvas Needlepoint. Mm-hmm. But then to see that on the list, I thought, holy smokes. To me, I don't know that it's a next level up, but it's certainly a different aspect and a different challenge in terms of needlepoint.
Right.
And I was surprised to see that.
I don't think that there is anything more beautiful. Well, no, I can't say that. I can't say that, so I'm not going to say it. But it is beautiful. When you have a counted canvas that is well done, that is gorgeous. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beauty.
Yeah. Yep. No, the people who can make those things work, can make them dance, it is, to me, a sight to behold.
Yes,
and if anyone if anyone ever refers to one of those as craft or hobby, I'm going to punch them.
Right. No, that is not. When you know, and I would urge anybody that doesn't even know what we're talking about, or maybe don't even care about it, you would care about it if you put on Google or in Pinterest counted canvas. And now some of them are just basket weave, and so it's like, yeah, whatever. But there are people that can make something like look real. And it's just thread and a needle. You know what I mean? It's just, that is true art. I mean, in my opinion, that is something that you can say that is art. Yep. And that is a real talent if you can do that. And so anyways, yeah, that's one of the things that I'd really like to do someday.
Okay. Well, I'll send you that canvas. You can play with it.
Okay.
No investment whatsoever. Just play with it, set it aside, do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
Cause I'll never do it. I guarantee you. It's definitely not my kind of thing. It was given to me. It's the only reason I have it, so I'll give it to you. There's no way I would have spent $300 to buy that thing. Mm-mm. All yours. All yours. In the mail, coming up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. One from my list.
Oh, it's my turn.
I was going to say, how much time we got? We aren't even going to get through a third of these. Okay.
No.
Whatever.
Okay, you kind of talked about the color one. So I'm going to say one that we kind of both have, and that is surface embroidery. Trish Burr.
Yes. Yes. That is more of a frustration than a want because I have her books.
Mm-hmm.
I've purchased the cloth. Mm-hmm. I have the threads. I've actually started two of her designs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly doable stuff. It's not like you can't do it. And with Trish Burr's instructions, yeah, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it just frustrates me that I haven't sat down and put my mind to it and started to do that. And every time I see a Trish Burr finished piece, either by her or someone else, I go, what is wrong with me that I have not sat down and learned how to needle paint one of those little birds?
I hear you.
They're not that big. I mean, they're just like 2 or 3 inches tall. They're small things. It's not like it's a lifelong project.
No. Have you watched her videos?
I've watched everything.
I know.
Well, we talked, did a show with her. I watched everything. I've, three of her books. Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
It makes her, and I had, because of you talked to her, and then because you kind of talked about it, then I bought at least one of her books, and I've watched all her videos. And she makes it look like, oh yeah, we're just going to thread our needle and we're going to set down and we're going to create this bird. And it's just like,
yep. And when I'm done, it won't look any different than a photograph. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and even how she signs her work. That's like even perfect.
Yep.
Mine always looks like nasty, and that's even perfect. And I just think, gosh, oh yeah, that's one of the things too. That's on my list too, yep. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
On my
list,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's we just need you and I need, you know, like we need one more thing to do together here, but but we really need to say, all right, this is going to be one that we do.
Oh, I would love to learn. I mean, I really, you know, that's why I got Floche, was because of her,
right.
You know, because she said that's what you use to do those raised stitches. And, yeah, I don't, what do you say about that? And I, again, urge people, Google Trish Burr. If you haven't done it, you don't know who what we're talking about. Google Trish Burr. Follow her on Instagram. Follow the hashtag Trish Burr and just like be amazed.
Yep.
Amazed.
Yep. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who operate at her level, but her stuff is just stunning. It's just stunning.
Oh, it's just, and the one that gets me every time is the African lady.
Yes.
Every time,
yep.
That African lady, I just absolutely love the African lady.
Yeah, that's in her White Work with Color book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see, and that's a whole different thing. And see, that's the thing with Trish Burr. Okay, you've got the needle painting with the birds.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go with her White Work with Color, which is not needle painting.
Mm-mm.
It's a whole different approach. And those things are equally captivating.
Yes.
Like that African lady. I mean, there's so many of them. They're
the
all
elephant.
Equally.
You know, yeah.
Every one of them. And they're all quite doable. They don't take, all they take is sit down with a piece of cloth and a needle and follow her instructions and you'll have it.
Yep.
And I mean, I have two of them already traced on cloth. I mean, I just don't sit down and do them.
And they're not big either. I think people in the pictures, cause that was what the, thing was for me when I bought the books, because when I watched your videos and when I think, oh man, those are big, but when you get them, they're not, they're like the size of your palm.
Right. Right. Yeah. And the thing is, the other part of this is when you say, all right, well, I've never done surface embroidery. Okay. I, you know, cause you don't have a grid. It's very free form to a degree because you don't have a grid where the needle can only go here. But another thing to do, if anybody wants to get involved in this and try it, is go to Mary Corbett's site and buy one of her ebooks. She has a Christmas tree series, or it's a tree series, but Christmas tree series. She has several also very small projects that are easily executed that will give you at least a taste of what you're doing for zero cost. I mean, you buy the ebook from her and a little bit of thread and you go. And you can do it on a bed sheet. It doesn't matter. You know, you do it anywhere on anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and there's all kinds of those things that also, for very little money, you could at least try surface embroidery. It just frustrates me, and that's why it's on the list, that I have this stuff and I have not sat down to do it. I have her Mary Corbett's series of alphabets, flowered alphabets.
Oh.
And they're beautiful. Oh, mm-hmm. They're gorgeous. And I bought, now here's how far I've gone. This is how stupid this is. Okay. we have this Bible study that meets usually a couple times a month at our house, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's me and Brian, who's the husband of one of the women. And then there are six women and us two guys. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Long story on how that all came to be. But anyway, they meet at our house and I lead the thing as much as it needs to be led, which it doesn't. But I was going to make, I bought all the stuff and bought Mary Corbett's ebook and I bought the everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to make an initial, you know, the initial for each of the women as a Christmas gift two Christmases ago.
Uh-huh.
And I have one where I've started it.
Was it going to be an ornament or a handkerchief?
I didn't know what I was going to do with it. Really didn't. I was just going to do a thing. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I really didn't know. First I had to get them stitched before I could figure out, but it, you know, and I was enjoying it. But it's very different. It's a very different experience than sitting there counting over to and up to and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. And I think that's what intimidates people, because especially ones that are counted work people, you know, that's how what they first started in, because you don't know, you're not being told where to place your needle.
Right. Right. Yep. And that was the, it was, and the, I still remember when I first started doing that, well, it's kind of freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. I can pretty much, if I want this to be bigger, it can be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want this flower to be a little bit bigger. It can be just a little bit bigger. I'm not tied into a grid. So this is really cool. But right. then, oh man, where do I put the needle? You know, it's, yeah. it's weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's why it's on my list. Cause it's all sitting downstairs. It literally is all sitting downstairs. Trish Burr and Mary Corbett stuff, charts, everything, cloth. I got enough cloth to do 50 of those things. But I just got to sit down and do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Time.
As soon as I get a minute. Yep. Yep. All right. Let's stop at that.
We got
three.
Dad, well,
three out of our 10 for each of us.
Well, we got at least another show, because, I mean, we've got a good list here, guys. You want to hear this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good list. Yeah. And we matched up. I was surprised how many we matched up on.
I didn't. Well, I mean, a lot we matched up on, but what was so funny is that that did not really shock me, because really we're a lot alike.
Yeah.
I mean, we really are a lot alike. And so, that's why it's good to be friends. We couldn't be around each other. We would just be like distance friends. Good. If we were like neighbors or something, we would get in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, because ourselves right into bankruptcy is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keith and Margo would have to go out on the highway and kick us out, and we'd have to live underneath an overpass.
Yeah, it would not be pretty. No.
No.
All right, so we have another show then. Good. We're all set.
Yep.
Excellent.
Don't even have to think.
Okay. All right. So recapping, because it's important to recap. That's what they tell me.
Okay.
We got Sassy Jack Stitchery sponsoring the show. Hannah Longstreth kit. Our May 1 start, 15% off the kit from Sassy Jacks. Royal Garden, 15% off the kit. That's our July 5 start. And on all that, free shipping in the U.S. Tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, Fiber Talk Quarantine Stitch Hour. That happens Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. We'll be here Friday night live. That's on the YouTube channel. Easter Sunday, noon to 6. Eastern time is our Easter Sunday marathon. I'm going to come up with a name for that. I've got to come up with a name. But anyway, it's our marathon. So if you want to be a guest, you contact Vana at vana@wetalkfiber.com. Or if you want to contribute something for giveaway or be a sponsor of a half hour segment, then you write to gary@wetalkfiber.com. Sunday, after a long time, Gayan Rogers.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I haven't recorded it yet. Really looking, just love talking to Gayan Rogers. She wrote to me the other day, and she had outlined a show that basically centers around stitching as a way of coping and meditation and so on and so forth.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, so it's going to be a different kind of show, but in this time of virus quarantine, I thought it was extremely appropriate. So yep. You get to talk to Gayan Rogers. So
I know, right?
There you have that right there. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be Sunday, Gayan Rogers, and we'll be talking about those things.
Yay.
Yeah, that'll be a treat. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening. Join us tonight.
All righty, bye-bye.